USA News update. U.S. troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of next week's expiration of the COVID-era immigration restriction, Title 42. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support.
The U.S. is anticipating a massive influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires. The FBI says there's a chance the man who shot and killed five of his neighbors north of Houston may have run to Mexico. Feds say they're working with law enforcement agencies across the country and across the border. Francisco Oropesa has been living in the country illegally and has a history of being deported and sneaking back across the border. House and Senate leaders will sit down with President Biden to discuss the debt limit next week. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling's not raised. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.